At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today's Friday, March 31st.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the MLB slate today. How was everyone's opening day? I think the style of baseball is much better now. We saw steals up. Obviously, pace of play is much better. More competitive games, banning of the shift, bigger bases. So far, so good, I would say, with the new, quote-unquote, new Major League Baseball here. I hope everyone's days went well in terms of betting as well. Even if you did or didn't, you get back at it today. Get back on the horse. So today there's only five games, but for the game of the night, let's look toward Colorado and San Diego. The Padres facing the Rockies here. This is a 9:40 p.m. First pitch here. Currently, San Diego is listed as a minus 190 home favorite, with Colorado a plus 170 dog and a total of 8. Now going to this matchup, game two here, we saw the Rockies actually pick off a big upset win yesterday, beating San Diego 7-2, winning outright as a plus 185 road dog. So looking toward tonight's matchup, we have Kyle Freeland on the bump for Colorado, the lefty. He went 9-11 with a 4.53 ERA in 2022. And he'll be facing San Diego starter righty Nick Martinez, who was actually a bullpen guy last year. Now he's going to be a starter, 4-4, 3.47 ERA. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, it looks like a lot of respected money, both pro and Joe money, is banking on San Diego here to get back into get their first win of the season, get a bounce back win after losing yesterday. Why? How do we know that? Well, a ton of steam is hitting the San Diego Padres. The Padres opened as low as a minus 175 home favorite. We've now seen the Padres get steamed up to minus 190. So about a 15-cent steam move in favor of San Diego. What really catches my eye in baseball is a steam move of 10 cents or more. Typically, if it's not a person, not a big guy out of the lineup, or scratch starting pitcher, of course, overnight line moves of 10 cents or more, that's notable to me because it tells me as soon as this line opened, pros said, hey, let's hit San Diego. We know it's kind of an expensive price. We like the Padres here to get back in the win column. You also look at the bet split here. The Padres are getting 82% of bets, but 94% of the money. So, of course, the public really isn't betting these games overnight. They'll bet them as we get closer to today and come home from work and bet these games. So that 82%, 94% discrepancy kind of tells you that mostly the overnight support here was really coming in hard from a lot of respected bettors, triggering that steam move in favor of San Diego. San Diego also has some correlative betting value, so a bigger favorite with a low-end total here of 8. And we did see last year, Colorado, even though they got a win yesterday, they were the second worst road team in all of Major League Baseball last year. They were just 27-54 on the road. So they won that yesterday, seeing if they can come back down to earth here a little bit with a big move here towards San Diego. A lot of pro money saying, hey, let's hit the Padres to get back at it, get a win and bounce back after a disappointing loss in their opener last night. Another edge here for the San Diego Padres is that they hit lefties pretty well here against southpaws. Last year, they went 32-23 against left-handed starters. That's a 58% win rate here, and they will be going up against Kyle Freeland here today. In terms of the total, we did see quite a bit of respected under money hit this one as well. It opened at 8.5. We've now seen it get down to 8. There are a couple books out there that are 8.5, still showing the hook, but 8.5 really juiced up minus 120, minus 125. Most of these books are now down to 8. And that would kind of lend some support to some respected under money, not just in terms of the line dropping, but a really good bet split here to the under as well. Only 41% of bets are on the under, but 66% of money. A pretty good sharp contrarian bet discrepancy, a plus 25% low bets, higher dollar, smart money edge there. In terms of the weather, the forecast, it's always nice in San Diego. My fiance is from San Diego. I get to go maybe once a year, and I always look forward to it, especially later in the summer. It gets pretty warm, but got to love the tacos and the baseball. But the forecast, mid-50s, 5 to 10 mile-per-hour winds blowing in from dead center here. So a little bit of under money, and a lot of respected money hitting San Diego at home. Seeing if they can avenge their opening day loss yesterday to Colorado. I'm leaning on San Diego here, laying a minus 190 at home against the Rockies.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick in Major League Baseball, and we're actually going to stay in the same division, the NL West. Go to a big matchup here between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Los Angeles Dodgers. So currently we have the Dodgers listed as around another minus 190 home favorite, with around plus 170 for Arizona, and pretty much the same total here, 8 across the board, although we do see some shops maybe creeping down to 7.5. But looking toward this matchup, guys, we had the Dodgers cruise to an easy win yesterday, 8-2 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Dodgers won as a minus 165 home favorite. So in tonight's rematch, we have Merrill Kelly on the bump for the D-backs. He went 13-8 with a 3.37 ERA last year. Whereas Los Angeles will trot out young righty flamethrower here, the big guy with the big hair, Dustin May, 2-3, 4.50 ERA. So what have we seen here? Well, it looks like some respected money saying, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If I can get the Dodgers at home, anything less than minus 200, I might as well take them. I think that's what the sharps are saying here, because the Dodgers opened around a minus 170 home favorite. We've now seen the Dodgers get bet up to minus 190. So we just talked about the steam move towards San Diego. Very similar here. I think if you look at data-driven betting from a line moves perspective, if you like San Diego, you got to like the Dodgers here as well, seeing that 20-cent steam move in their favor. If you look at the Dodgers riding the hot hand here with the pro money, hitting them, causing that line move, they're getting 86% of bets, almost 90% of the money. So again, public really isn't betting these lines overnight. That tells me a big majority of respected bettors here are going with the Dodgers, laying this number. We've also seen the Dodgers, one of the best home teams. Actually, they were tied with the New York Yankees as the best home team last year, 57-24. And also correlative betting, I mentioned this with San Diego, but a favorite with a low total. So if you're a favorite, I would say a larger favorite, anything creeping up toward minus 200 or more, and you have a low total of 8 or less, that's good correlative betting. What that means is when you compare the price of the money line or the side to the total, you can find an edge one way or the other. So it depends on different sports here. But dogs, you like a low total in the NFL. Fewer amount of points scored makes it harder for the favorite to cover, easier for the dog to cover. But baseball, if you're on a favorite, you want a low total. That way, the fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they're coming from, quote-unquote, the better team. So I always like a favorite with a low total. A low total is really anything less than 8.5. And when I'm on a dog, I want a high total. More expected runs scored, more variance, more upset opportunity. So high total, I really want a 9 or more. But correlative betting, favorite low total. Dodgers great at home. Seen a big steam move here toward the Dodgers. And as we mentioned, a lot of under money here. Open at 8.5, it's down to 8. And a lot of these 8s are juiced up under 8, minus 115, minus 120. So this may even fall down to 7.5. I do see one book at 7.5 here. So if you like the 8, or if you like the under, you probably want to grab the 8 before this thing falls any further, because it does look like it's trending down to 7.5. But I'm looking toward the Dodgers here. If it ain't broke, don't fix it play. I'm looking at the Dodgers at minus 190 tonight, 10:10 p.m. against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Final Four and the return of March Madness, or the return of Major League Baseball, I should say, is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I am on the Padres at minus 190. I'm also on the Dodgers at minus 190. Pretty much a similar cap here with basically a favorite with a line move in your direction. Big steam overnight. Two good home teams. San Diego good against lefties. Dodgers obviously in a good spot here as a favorite low total. So I'm on both the Dodgers and Pods, both minus 190. And of course, as always, every bet I make, especially when it's on a favorite, is a bet to risk versus bet to win. I'm not risking 1.9 units to win one on San Diego. I'm not risking 1.9 units to win one on the Dodgers. I'm always risking my one unit, no matter what the price is, as a flat bettor. And then I'll get on the buyback, whatever the equivalent is based on that price. So the important thing here with flat betting is that if you lose on a favorite, I don't want to lose 1.9 units. I just want to lose one unit. I don't want to lose that at all. But whole point being, you want to mitigate your losses. So it's always bet to risk, first bet to win. But I do have some NHL for you too. A couple of plays in the NHL. First bet for me here, I'm going to go with the Winnipeg Jets. It's a little bit higher of a number here, minus 240. So it's kind of a nosebleed number here, but of course a bet to risk, first bet to win. But I like this situational spot in favor of Winnipeg and against the Detroit Red Wings here. So Winnipeg open minus 230. Now they're up to minus 240. We've seen right off the bat steam in favor of Winnipeg. Quite a few system matches here, non-division steam, 10 cents or more, 59% this year. You look at a home fave with a line move in their direction and a non-conference game, 64% this year. Motivational angle, the Jets are currently holding your number two wild card spot in the Western Conference. They're 2 points ahead of Calgary. They're 3 points ahead of Nashville. So you got a couple teams on their heels. They got to continue to play well and win. Meanwhile, Detroit, 9 points out. So they're not really technically eliminated, but it's very unlikely they make the playoffs here. They're pretty much eliminated. But the angle here, to me, with Winnipeg, it's not just the motivation, it's not just the line move, but it's a rest versus tired matchup. Detroit actually played last night, and now they're playing their second leg of a back-to-back with travel involved, and they're playing their third game in 4 days. So it's a really tough spot here for Detroit. Probably going to get your backup goalie here in net as well. Meanwhile, Winnipeg, they haven't played since the 28th. So Detroit played the 30th yesterday. Winnipeg hasn't played since the 28th, so rested, ready to go. Good rest here for Hellebuck, your starting goalie who plays a lot. But if you look at that spot, that favorite versus team on a back-to-back, second leg of a back-to-back, it's 69% the last 4 years. And if you look at a favorite who's rested versus a tired team on a back-to-back, that's actually 70% the last 4 years. That would match with Winnipeg. Also the Jets, 22-12-2 at home. They've been a good home team. They're 25-15 as a favorite. They've been a good team here to win when they're expected to win. Then Detroit, only 23-31 as a dog and just 14-17-5 on the road. Both teams are averaging about 2.9 goals for, but goals against, better defense here for Winnipeg, only giving up 2.8 goals a game versus 3.3 for Detroit. So it's a bigger number. Again, it's you're risking 2.4 units to win one unit, but I like Winnipeg here to get it done on their home ice in a big rest versus tired matchup against Detroit. So give me the Jets at minus 240. And then last play of the night here, two in MLB. Well, guess what? I got two in the NHL. We just talked Winnipeg. Now I have a total for you. I'm going to take a shot on Calgary and Vancouver over 6.5. So this game is really juiced up to the over. That's one thing I look at when I'm betting totals is where's the juice liability? Where are the odds makers making you pay a more expensive price? Where's maybe the line going to move toward? In terms of a total. So what I like about this one, it opened 6.5, minus 110 both sides. Now it's 6.5 over minus 115. I see one book minus 120. So right off the bat, we have juice liability over. Liability on a higher scoring game here. Vancouver, by the way, is one of the best over teams in the NHL this season. They are 44-27-3 to the over. So they've cashed quite a few overs this year. Vancouver is 5-1 to the over. Their last six at home. They're 4-1 to the over their last five head-to-head against Calgary. And Calgary is 8-3 to the over their last 11 on the road. So both teams in a situational spot have trended over. Offensively, 3.4 goals a game Vancouver, 3.1 for Calgary. So both teams can score. And both teams have pretty bad defense. Vancouver's giving up 3.7 goals a game versus Calgary giving up 3.1. Both teams are around 21% on the power play. So man advantage, hopefully you can put in some goals here. And then also goaltenders, probably going to be Markstrom for Calgary. I don't know if it's Vladar or Markstrom, but both these goalies have a goals against of around 3. And then Thatcher Demko, expected to go for Vancouver, has a goals against of 3.32. So both goalies here, both sides, hopefully continue to let in some goals here to get us our over. Then, of course, from a data-driven perspective, only 64% of bets are on this over, but it accounts for 84% of the money. So really good low bets, higher dollar bet split, telling us those sharper wagers are going over. So taking a shot on Calgary over 6.5. I got it at minus 115 juice, along with the Winnipeg Jets at minus 240. But that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, March 31st. The final day of March. Tomorrow is Final Four. Tomorrow is the first day of April. So if you are looking for great March Madness coverage for the Final Four, as well as coverage for MLB, NBA, NHL, all sports, of course, NFL Draft. And now it's officially draft month, as NFL Draft is later in the month of April. Then sign up for the VSiN newsletter. It's the easiest thing you can do to get more VSiN in your life. VSiN.com/newsletter. Plug in your email. Hit submit. Then you'll wake up every morning to great sports betting coverage, letting you know what's going on in the betting world that day. And, of course, at VSiN with a bunch of great helpful tips and systems and strategies each day. We'd love for you to become a member. VSiN.com/subscribe. Then you'll get every best bet sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, the great DraftKings percentages as well. But you know what you can do for free? Just give us a follow on Twitter. Support us on social media. Follow us at VSiN Live. We tweet out great content all day. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Friday and a great weekend. You can also check out the VSiN Market Insights pod, my bigger pod, later in the day. Typically comes out around 3 o'clock. We'll have some more updated numbers for you and probably a few more bets as well. But enjoy the sweats. Have a great Friday. Good luck. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on the Morning Bets pod on Monday. Hopefully you can cash some tickets today and this weekend, because as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.